It is fair to say, though, Kingi, is it not, that there is an issue with the number of our whānau who are on remand and who seem to be on remand for no particular length of time. So what I mean is some people go in and they don't know how long they're going to be on remand for. Why is that?
Yeah, it's a complicated issue at the moment with COVID slowing down justice in many ways and not being able to hold jury trials. So yeah, there can be, you know, a year or two wait now for your trial. And when people are on remand, it means that they want to go to a hearing and want to defend the charges. We have a system that operates on the presumption of innocence and that you're innocent until proven guilty. So yeah, it's a massive issue because saying earlier that there are some real barriers to being able to get bail, things like Housing New Zealand having certain rules on how many occupants there can be in one house. And the reality is that we're living in a housing crisis in Auckland. And so for our whānau, trying to find a suitable address, and when I say suitable, it means it has to be suitable to the police and to the court, it's very difficult. So, you know, I have a lot of aloha for the situation. It's kind of like one of the many pressure points that COVID has exacerbated is our justice system. And unfortunately, like other areas, it's us, it's Māori people that are suffering.
That's quite correct. However, it was an issue before COVID, wasn't it? It's just exacerbated it, as you had said. It's just increased the number of days, and we can understand that. But there was an over amount of time before we experienced this issue, from something like around 60 days in 2008 to 70 days, which is an increase of about 20%. What was the excuse before COVID cracked in then?
Yeah, I think you're right. It has been an issue for a long time. And in fact, Māori mass incarceration has been an issue for 30 years. And we're still waiting for those things to be changed. We have the Te Ao Marama Court that Judge Hemi Tomonu is pushing through. But still, you know, Māori represent over half the prison population for males and over 60% for females. Nothing's really changed substantively, and we're spending billions of dollars locking up our people and it's ineffective. So, I'm definitely not going to make excuses for those delays. It's complicated. You know, you look at things like issues with legal aid, you know, people not being able to access lawyers, you know, like I said, the housing crisis, it's just one of those real pressure points, and that it tends to be the people that are operating, occupying our courts are people that are in some kind of distress, whether it's drug and alcohol issues, poverty, and crime is usually the result. So there needs to be a major overhaul of our justice system in the same way that there are those attempts happening in Waranga Tamariki and in the health system. And, you know, unfortunately, it's Māori that will keep suffering the worst outcomes until those big shifts happen.
Hawkeye Rangi, what about that? I mean, I guess that has positively impacted the downward trend of those on remand. Have you noticed a significant positive impact, that policy on our whānau and, you know, in the justice system?
Not my experience on the ground in courts is it hasn't trickled down there yet. It's still a very monocultural system, even though we have things like cultural reports now and more participation by whānau. That's great. But at the end of the day, these are courts that are run by Pākehā, usually old Pākehā men who come from a very different world to those that they are sentencing or judging. And that's one of the big issues is have people outside the South Auckland area or outside the communities coming in and judging cases that they really have no substantive connection to and come from a real place of privilege. I talk as someone who's been to King's College and knows firsthand, and you know, have come from a privileged background, but it just doesn't help. Then to understand the complexities of colonisation, the complexities of just surviving day to day, when money's tight and when you make poor decisions and when you suffer from intergenerational harm. It's a really complicated issue, but what we're doing at the moment, and there are those initiatives like Hokkai Te Rangi, it's great. Fundamentally, though, at the ground, I haven't seen some major shifts yet, but I'm hoping with the Chief Judge, Hemi Tomonu, and the significant work he's doing, there is that shift coming, and you have some more brown faces in the courtrooms, people like Judge Cassidy, who was a South Auckland lawyer, now a judge in Waitakere. Things are slowly changing, but no, I guess it's, for me, being on the outside, it's easy to say it's not quick enough, but I think that's what people have been saying for years. Think of people like Moana Jackson, who wrote his report in 1988, highlighting the same issues that we still have today.
And I know that we've spoken about this before. Great that we are having Māori in the courts and Pacifica as well. That's the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, isn't it? It does start back. You mentioned Oranga Tamariki. It does start right back, even before our babies are born, back to is back generational, and how we're engaged with how our people engage with bureaucracy, regardless of what system it is. There is a disconnect between bureaucracy, the system, and how we perceive our world.
Yeah, that's right. We take a kind of holistic view. We look at the whole kind of, whanau ora kind of model, I guess, whereas justice, it's very siloed. You can improve things in the courtroom and have karakia and mihi, but if the police are still biased, if corrections are still operating a monocultural system, then having a court process in the middle that's including our culture is really artificial, unless the police and corrections also kind of make those transformative changes that we've been asking for. And it's easy to point to the reason why they need to do it. It's because over half of our people end up in jail, so things clearly aren't working. And it's costing us our whakapapa, but it's also costing New Zealand billions of dollars in unnecessary expenditure. So it's kind of, I think, enlightening the general public to the social cost and the fiscal cost in a punitive system that's actually ineffective. And like I said, people like Moana have done that for years, and it's a very difficult world at the moment to convince some people who might have really entrenched views about justice.
And finally, what, if anything, can we see influences or impact on the return of the 501s on how quickly our whānau here, who are on remand, is there any impact, any influence of the number that is returning and how quickly we can be seen through the system?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the impact is of the 501. Certainly there are some high profile examples that we've seen in court cases and et cetera, and the arrival of Australian gangs and organised crime, and that aspect is totally different to what we've experienced in New Zealand in terms of organised crime in the past. I think COVID is a much bigger contribution, and what I'm hoping is that COVID is a chance for us to reset, reassess, are we doing things right? There is so much unnecessary appearances and delays in our system, and trying to focus more on keeping people out of court altogether, and using pai oranga processes, using diversion and warnings much more than what we are at the moment. Because once you get in, the classic example we talk about, it's a hinaki, it's a trap. You're stuck in the court for years and years and years. It's much better if we just avoid court at all cost. And that starts with police. That's where the changes really need to happen.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Always wonderful to call it all with you. We wish you all the very best. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.